This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
The other issue I want to talk about, the Bembe District Municipality in the province says it has set aside 4 million rands to resuscitate two failed water projects to the value of 37 million rands. Two multi-million rand water projects in the district municipality have not been working since they were completed. And want to speak to the district municipality spokesperson and hear what they are saying around some of these. But let's clear perhaps this issue and be having issues there. We're speaking to the spokesperson of the Bembe District Municipality, that is Mr. Matodzi Ralushai. Mr. Ralushai, good evening. Welcome to Progressive Talk.
Evening, my brother. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Good to have you on the show. Talk to us about the projects that will be resuscitated. What had happened to them?
What happened is that there was a project that was implemented by Bembe District Municipality to address water shortages in Makado area, in particularly focusing on Mulima, Likade, Rambani, and the Fananani community. That project was implemented in phases, but the main water source was to get water from the Sunwell at Antabalala village. Then in the process of implementation of the project, after completing the project, they realized that no, we are kind of facing serious challenge of water source from the riverway. They've drilled boreholes to get water from the same well. The challenge that also happened is that it took long for the technical team of the municipality to also come with an alternative solution to address the identified challenges. But they also reported the matter to Water Affairs, because we remember in terms of grants expenditure, they are also monitored. You must also account as the institution. And a assessment was also conducted, which also confirmed that indeed, yes, there is a challenge of water source from the area identified by the technical team, that now here we can get sufficient water to supply the mountainous areas of Mulima and the nearby community.
Okay,
so that is the challenge that we experienced. And currently now, having received serious complaints from the community regarding supply of water and also borehole system that are also giving us challenges. So we realize that we must also use the other alternative source. But once you do that, you must also say that you do have other infrastructure that we...
So these two projects were abandoned?
Immediately after they were completed, because it was not just an issue of saying that they've been abandoned. It's like yourself when you are drilling a pool. You realize that here in this area that we have put infrastructure, you aren't getting water. Definitely, as you'll say, let's find another solution, alternative water source. But you can't use the very same water source of the very same area that we have identified, meaning that you can confirm that, yes, indeed, it was not a success story. You cannot be proud of it as a district municipality.
So there's infrastructure in a certain spot, but you were not able to get the resource you were looking for, which is water. When you resuscitate, what therefore happens? Do you move it to another place, or you are able to solve the challenges that made you stop previously?
It will be done in what will happen now will also assist the area in a different way. There's a bowl that has been drilled in the area of Chiwuyoni, which can assist the area of the community of Mulima and Togela Mulima. So what we're going to do, we'll also put up the technical team is busy checking infrastructure that is not damaged. Where they find that the pipelines that are on the ground, some are still okay, they will also just connect, because it's about the replacement now of of damaged infrastructure, so that we can also finish the project using the other source of the bowl, not that one that's dry now. That's the challenge. That's the solution that has been identified by the technical team of the municipality.
Obviously, you're responding to the needs of the public, and they've been there for a while that people did not have water. So are there time frames as you look at the work that needs to be done that you've committed to?
Yeah, on what we are going to do, we've started with internally, the technical team is busy. They will appoint a contractor very quickly. It is a very urgent intervention. The executive of the district went to, we had engagement with the senior traditional leader of Amorima and all structures last week, where the commitment was made to say to speed up the process because the area is dry. It is a struggle for the community to get water. So the appointment of the contractor will be done. Process is starting, and we hope that only 5 months will be enough for the technical team to address the net with the budget that is available.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time. Good evening to you.
Thanks a lot, my brother.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.